Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Rocky Nelson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clem Labine. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Clem Labine. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler bunts towards first. Nelson fields the ball and throws to Labine covering. Safe. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Labine fires to first and picks off Spangler. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive to right field. Clemente throws towards the plate. Burgess fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Burgess. Bowling goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clem Labine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Labine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Braves 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Braves 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. May reaches second base with a double. Aaron moves to third. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente who is chasing the ball. Torre reaches third base with a triple. Aaron scores. May scores. It's Pirates, 3, Braves, 3. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Labine fields it and throws to first for the out. Torre scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Braves. Lou Burdette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdette is 0 for 1 in the game. Burdette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke pinch hits for Clem Labine. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gibbon pinch runs for Don Hoke. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibbon moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball towards right. Aaron catches it and throws to second to double up Gibbon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Pirates 3. The Braves will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling bunts towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to second. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to third. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Pirates 3. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre hits a line drive into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Burdett covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Al McBean. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Mazeroski moves to third. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. Skinner scores. It's 5-4, Pirates. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Friend now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Lou Burdett. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spangler. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Spangler steals second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Nelson hits a line drive towards first. Adcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 3 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burgess moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Burgess moves to third. Clemente moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. 1 out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. 2 outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-4 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Face now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre bunts towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face spins and fires to second, with Groat covering, and May is picked off. 2 outs. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.